I'm Art Kaplan from the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. Are you doing enough with your patients to make sure that they get vaccinated and their kids get vaccinated? Sometimes we leave this to the pediatrician to worry about, but I think every doctor who sees patients should make it part of taking a history to say, are you up to date on your vaccinations? Have you got your boosters? And what are you doing with your kids? All over the United States, tragically, we're seeing the recurrence of diseases that weren't here 20 years ago. Whooping cough, mumps, measles, all on the rebound because either people don't vaccinate their kids or they don't get the booster shots that they need to grant immunity to themselves. There was a recent outbreak in Texas in a small church, and these outbreaks are pretty typical. It's not that most people don't vaccinate, but you get pockets of people who aren't doing it. In this case, a particular church that didn't believe much in Western medicine. And somebody went over to Africa, got exposed to measles. All of a sudden, they come back, and they pay a visit to a neonatal nursery. Infect the babies in the neonatal nursery, who you may remember can't get vaccinated until they're at least a couple months old. They don't have enough immunity. And we've got the place quarantined, and the parents in the neonatal nursery are freaking out. Are the kids going to die of measles? Are they going to get side effects and other medical problems? So a couple of lessons emerge from this measles situation. And we're seeing it all over the United States and, sadly, all over the world, these outbreaks because of pockets of people not doing it. First, we have to take it as an important mission in medicine to urge people to get their vaccinations. If they're not in your office, then it has to be brought up at church. If it's not at church, it has to be brought up at school. Vaccination works best when it is something that everybody does. That's where we get our group or herd immunity. More protection happens the more people are getting involved. So doctors, nurses really have to advocate hard for this. If you suspect that somebody hasn't vaccinated or you hear about it, then I think it's important to say you have responsibilities. You don't send your kid to daycare if they have symptoms of some cold or problem or illness. You shouldn't be visiting a neonatal unit if you haven't gotten yourself or your kids vaccinated. It's one thing to make a decision not to vaccinate, and I'm not sure I would change that. I still think people have the right to do it. I don't think it's a smart thing to do, but they have the right. But they're responsible for the consequences, and they need to understand if you make somebody sick or you kill a child because you gave them a disease that was preventable, it's on you. It is even possible that they could get sued for the harm and damage that they did as a result of irresponsible behavior after choosing not to vaccinate. So I don't think it's too tough, and I think it's the responsible and right thing to do to say to people, get vaccinated, not just for yourself, but for your neighbor and for others. And if you choose not to do that, remember you're responsible. You have to take precautions so that you don't hurt others. I'm Art Kaplan from NYU, and thanks for watching.